Good morning, it's Monday, July 12th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Expect a sunny and warm start to the week, with highs around 80s and lows in the mid-50s. As the rest of the West bakes, a cooling trend is forecast this week for the Puget Sound region. A deadly heat wave that engulfed the Pacific Northwest and Canada has killed hundreds of people, and more than a billion shellfish cooked alive on scorching beaches, experts say. Temperatures soared higher than 100 degrees in British Columbia and the Pacific Northwest in recent weeks, but conditions were even worse on beaches. A shellfish farmer in Puget Sound reported temperatures in the muddy sand reached 135 degrees. Sarah Macias, co-owner of Olympic Oyster Company, estimates they lost 50,000 oysters and 10,000 clams, about a quarter of their stock and $60,000 at market value, but cautioned that the precise toll is impossible to calculate at the moment and might never be known, as shellfish farming exists in a semi-controlled environment. The heat wave hit at perhaps the worst possible time for oyster farmers in the Pacific Northwest. In addition to coinciding with super low tides, it happened during their off-season, when farmers are busy preparing for the lucrative cooler months, when oysters thrive. At more than 300 farms, Washington State accounts for a quarter of U.S. shellfish production, valued at $108 million in market sales. Lakewood police are investigating a shots-fired incident during a city-sponsored drive-in movie night at Fort Steilacoom Park on Friday. There was a fight, during which shots were fired, Lakewood police said in a Facebook post. The call came at 9:50 p.m. for a fight with shots fired near the entrance of the park, Lieutenant Chris Lawler said. The Disney movie, Coco, was scheduled to play at 8:30 p.m. The city has rescheduled the showing. No one watching the film was injured. Detectives believe the fight broke out at a birthday party. Vehicles and attendees fled. Plans to remake the state psychiatric hospital in Lakewood have become more clear, as has the price tag, upwards of $1.86 billion. The Department of Social and Health Services submitted plans last year to build a 350-bed forensic psychiatric hospital, an 18-bed residential cottage for the Child Treatment Center and potentially a 48-bed residential treatment facility on the grounds of Western State Hospital by 2031. Included in the renovations, the state has added security features like additional cameras, 24/7 locked buildings and walls for the psychiatric hospital. The master plan has been amended during a year-long public comment, which ended recently. Washington is expected to pay between $1.76 billion and $1.86 billion for renovations in property, facilities and programs, according to the newly amended master plan. The master plan does not discuss how that money would be raised. Over the next decade, the total bed count at the campus would decline from 922 to 906. 16 buildings would be demolished due to age. Currently, Western State employs 2,800 staff. After the build-out, staffing is expected to reach 3,035. A fire that destroyed a downtown Tacoma building July 4 has been deemed suspicious, according to the Tacoma Fire Department. The structure on Tacoma Avenue was vacant, and no injuries were reported. Fire officials said 80% of the building collapsed, and it is considered a total loss. On Friday, investigators determined the blaze was suspicious but could not say if it was arson. "We've ruled out accidental causes. That leaves us with somebody probably started it," said Fire Department spokesman Joe Meineke. Pierce County reported 28 new COVID-19 cases Friday and no new deaths. The county's totals are 51,360 cases and 620 deaths since the first confirmed coronavirus case was reported in March 2020. Pierce County added 14 new COVID-19-related deaths since July 2. 11 of those deaths occurred between October 2020 and April 2021. At the time, the 11 deaths were classified as unknown because they required further investigation, according to the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. Pierce County's 14-day case rate per 100,000 was 64 as of July 9, down from 68.3 reported June 30. New hospitalizations per 100,000 over 7 days is currently 2.8 per 100,000, compared with the state's rate of 2.3. Statewide totals from the illness caused by the coronavirus are 455,103 and 5,997 deaths, as of Friday. The Kraken's 3 preseason home games won't be played in Climate Pledge Arena. The team announced Friday its preseason schedule, which features home and away games against the Vancouver Canucks, Edmonton Oilers, and Calgary Flames. The games will be played between September 26 and October 5, and the 3 home games will be played in Spokane, Everett, and Kent. Tickets for each game will be sold by each individual WHL team, with the Kraken donating a portion of revenue to One Roof Foundation. The teams hope to raise more than $500,000 to expand youth access to hockey. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit tntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day.